Our first reading comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 6. Listen to these words. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a high and exalted throne. The edges of his robe were filling the temple. And winged creatures were stationed around him, and each had six wings. And with two they veiled their faces, and with two their feet, and with two they flew about, and they shouted to each other, saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of heavenly forces. All of the earth is filled with God's glory." And the door frame shook at the sound of their shouting. And the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Mourn for me, I am ruined. I'm a man with unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet I've seen the King, the Lord of heavenly forces." And then one of the winged creatures flew to me, holding a glowing coal that he had taken from the altar with tongs. And he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt has departed. Your sin is removed." And then I heard the Lord's voice saying, "Whom should I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "I'm here. Send me." God said, "Go and say to this people, listen intently, but don't understand. Look carefully, but don't comprehend. Make the minds of this people dull. Make their ears deaf and their eyes blind so they can't see with their minds and turn and be healed." Then from Romans chapter 8, we have these words. "So then, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation. But it isn't an obligation to ourselves to live our lives on the basis of selfishness. If you live on the basis of selfishness, you are going to die. But if you put to death the actions of the body with the spirit, you will live. And all who are led by God's spirit are God's sons and daughters. You didn't receive a spirit of slavery to lead you back again into fear, but you received a spirit that shows you are adopted as his children. And with this spirit we cry, 'Abba, Father.' The same spirit agrees with our spirit that we are God's children. But if we are children, we're also heirs. We are God's heirs and fellow heirs with Christ. And if we really suffer with him so that we can also be glorified with him." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This past few weeks, I've gotten a glimpse into the mind of God, and especially of God's grace, and just the amazingness of God's love and call to us. Because over the past few weeks, the twins have decided they want to help with everything. And so because they want to help with everything, and because there's two of them, we've had fingers slammed in doors. We've had hair pulled because one wants to turn the lights off and so does the other one. We've had complete and epic meltdowns. And there's a part of me that just wants to be like, "No, stop what you're doing. I will take care of it. I'm bigger than you. I can do it myself." But then a part of me says, "Well, I don't want to snuff out their little desire to help, because eventually they're going to be older and bigger and able to do those things. And frankly, I don't like taking the trash out." So there we are. And it's made me think about God and our relationship. Because there has to be so many times when God just looks down and sees me doing something and wants to just be like, "No, seriously, Colin, just sit down. Just sit down. I'll take care of this. But God doesn't. God doesn't. God instead invites us to come and be a part of whatever it is God's planning. And we see that here in Isaiah, where Isaiah immediately thinks, well, great, I'm dead now. Saw God, totally not worthy. And instead, God makes him worthy and invites him to respond. Who will go for us? Me? I'll do it. And then Paul tells us that we are adopted, and when we follow the Spirit, we're also good enough to be a part of God's plan. And there's a part of me that just doesn't get it. Part of me is just like, God, why aren't you fixing all of this? But then it brings my mind back to the Trinity. This understanding, this best guess as to how we think God interacts with God's self. And I'm not going to even try to go there today. But one of the things we think is that God's in relationship. That God is in relationship with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And for some reason, they want us to be a part of that relationship too. Despite the fact that we slam our fingers in doors, that we don't know the best way to talk about all this stuff, that we, frankly, even when we're trying our hardest, still are probably going to screw something up. God says, don't care, come on, be with us. I remember when I was in seminary, there was my dad's, the town I grew up in, started doing the Highland Games. And one of the things that they would have would be these like big dance tents and things. And they would all, these amazing dancers who, if you've ever seen Lord of the Dance or anything where they're perfectly still from up here, but the legs are just going everywhere. And I remember going up there and watching the performance. And I remember at one point, a little one just went right in the midst of all of them as they were doing this dance and started, flailing about as only little ones can do. And I remember thinking, oh, those poor dancers, whatever. But they just adapted. And they were smiling and just having a wonder with this little person right there in the midst of everything. And I went later on and I kind of just said, oh, well, how wonderful that was. And, you guys did a real good job. And they said, hey, the kid wanted to dance. That's kind of how God is. When we go out and we're like, we are going to go help somebody. And we go and we do our best and we make them better, but we still screw up something somewhere. We say just not the exact right thing. God doesn't care. God just is glad we wanted to dance. He's glad we wanted to get in there and help. I had a professor in seminary who once told us that you shouldn't ever let the fact that you don't know how to be a perfect theologian stop you from talking about God. God will fix the screw-ups. You shouldn't let the fact that you're not are they certified builders? That you're not the perfect builder stop you from going out and building a house for Habitat. You shouldn't let the fact that you don't have the greatest speaking voice keep you from telling your faith journey. You shouldn't let the fact that because you're not someone who has dealt with horrible or terrible things in your life keep you from reaching out and helping those who have, and just being there for them. You shouldn't let the fact that you don't know the steps keep you from dancing. Because God will fix that. God just wants you to be a part of it. And how amazing is that? That the great God of the universe, this God whose robe can fill up a temple and has angels flying and is so massive, like beyond our understanding, says, "Hey, you over there, come and join me. Come be a part of this." That's amazing. That's awesome. The fact that God invites us to be a part of this, to not just watch and see how beautiful it is from the sidelines, but to actually get in there and move, even if we don't know what we're doing, but that God will not only help us to get through all of the parts of it, but also says, "You know what? I like your style, kid. Come and be part of the family." That's amazing! That's amazing! And it's so amazing, we should want to respond to it. We should want to get out there and help. We should want to get out there and do things and pray for others and volunteer and pick up hammers and feed people and sit and listen and work to make things better. Because that's what God's doing, and God thinks we're good enough to do it. God invites us as we are to be a part of God's mission, to be a part of what God is doing. And when we have excuses, God can take care of that too. "I'm a person of unclean lips." Well, here, have some coal. Dang it. Thought that one was going to work, God. You can make all the excuses you want. It doesn't stop the fact that you have an open invitation from the great God of the universe to come and dance. Come be a part of the mission. To join the family. Thanks be to God. Amen.